What's in the news?
Is this how you mark them? Takata recall?
Yes, we put that on the ones we have.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. We told the story of Florida car dealer Earl Stewart back in June. He clearly marked cars with recalled Takata airbags that he was selling on his used lot. And CBS's Anna Werner asked him,
how are you going to feel if one does explode in a car that somebody bought here from you, even with disclosure, and they are severely injured or killed?
I would feel absolutely terrible.
So terrible, he decided to stop selling those vehicles. And now,
he's now going after his competitors, suing one of them, Arrigo Enterprises, under Florida's Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act, alleging that dealership isn't telling buyers about the recall, and even that it's misrepresenting the car's Takata recall status.
All I'm saying is I wasn't right before, but when I realized the impact and the danger of what I was doing, I took action.
In an investigation, CBS News found sales of cars with all kinds of recalls widespread, with some dealers deceptive or misleading about them.
I was astonished and appalled by the deception.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal's proposing a bill loudly opposed by dealers. Stewart says something has to be done.
I mean, it's so black and white in my mind, I just can't understand why everybody doesn't get it. How can you allow someone to sell a product that can kill or injure you?
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith, CBS News.